Now look at part three. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 14 to 19 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear a woman called Kelly Robinson talking about her work as a maker of cartoon films.
My name's Kelly Robinson and I make cartoons for a living. I do this on computers and I've been doing the job since I left university. Although I now know almost as much about computing as I do about cartoon design, I actually studied art for my degree. I got a job with a major film studio soon after leaving university. It's a great company to work for. The software programs we use for making cartoons are really good, but it's the people there that make it such a fantastic place to work. Each department has its own special job to do when we're making a cartoon film. For example, the one I'm in works on animals in the story, while others focus on the human characters or the buildings. It's then the director's job to bring everything together. I'm always learning new skills to help improve my work. I did a writing course last year and learnt a lot about different types of stories. And I've just started doing acting classes, which are surprisingly useful for understanding filmmaking, even though I don't plan to appear in any films. Some companies make cartoons the old-fashioned way, using thousands of individual drawings, but this takes a long time. Using this technique, it can take about 2 years to create a full-length film. Compare that to the 8 months it takes my company to do the same, and you see the advantage of using computers. My next cartoon project will be the first thing I've done that isn't a film for children. It's actually something for a website. After working on so many kids' comedies, it'll be an interesting challenge. It will be quite refreshing.
Now listen again.
My name's Kelly Robinson and I make cartoons for a living. I do this on computers and I've been doing the job since I left university. Although I now know almost as much about computing as I do about cartoon design, I actually studied art for my degree. I got a job with a major film studio soon after leaving university. It's a great company to work for. The software programs we use for making cartoons are really good, but it's the people there that make it such a fantastic place to work. Each department has its own special job to do when we're making a cartoon film. For example, the one I'm in works on animals in the story, while others focus on the human characters or the buildings. It's then the director's job to bring everything together. I'm always learning new skills to help improve my work. I did a writing course last year and learnt a lot about different types of stories. And I've just started doing acting classes, which are surprisingly useful for understanding filmmaking, even though I don't plan to appear in any films. Some companies make cartoons the old-fashioned way, using thousands of individual drawings, but this takes a long time. Using this technique, it can take about 2 years to create a full-length film. Compare that to the 8 months it takes my company to do the same, and you see the advantage of using computers. My next cartoon project will be the first thing I've done that isn't a film for children. It's actually something for a website. After working on so many kids' comedies, it'll be an interesting challenge. It will be quite refreshing.
That is the end of part three.